A satellite view of the blue planet Earth at dusk. The dazzling contours of its landmass visible from space. Monumental letters spelling the word universal encircle the globe and settle in front of it. Beneath it, in smaller letters, a Comcast company. Logos, rounded pink letters interconnect. Ira Volino and Lady Bacardi Entertainment. A black and white sketch drawing of a horned goat. Jalapeno Goat Productions. Two letters form a mask shape. WWPS.TV. White text on black letters. This is a fictional story inspired by true events. A blurred, indistinct image fills the view and slowly comes into focus. A pitted pink surface appears, crisscrossed with darker grooves. As the view moves out of extreme close-up, faint pores appear. The pale pink surface is revealed to be an area of skin beneath the woman's eyebrows. As she meticulously darkens them with an eyebrow brush, the view widens further, taking in her kohl-rimmed blue eyes and full lashes. Her eyes are reddened by tears. She brushes powder over a smudged line of black mascara beneath one eye. Her long blonde hair frames her face and hangs in loose, gentle curls over her slender shoulders. The woman, who is in her 40s, continues to gaze into a large mirror etched with spotlights as she applies lipstick to her pale pink lips. She jumps. A helicopter searchlight brightens a poolside patio, and blue lights flash across a paint-framed portrait photograph of the woman. In front of a different mirror.
They're almost ready for you, Ms. Goldman.
Perfect.
Los Angeles, 2013, 2 weeks earlier. A makeup artist.
First time on television.
Why would you say that?
Oh, nothing. You'll do great.
How does my skin look?
It looks perfect. You got this. Listen, you are the best. Everything is good. You have nothing to worry about. Okay?
In a TV studio.
Now go out there and show these people who you are.
Okay, ready.
Her assistant gives a reassuring smile.
Welcome back. Joining us in the studio today, esthetician Hope Goldman. Hope Goldman is the owner and namesake of the Hollywood skincare studio, Hope Goldman Skincare. Hope, you really are the American dream. From a small town, made it big as a celebrity facialist, and now you're launching your very own line of products.
I wasn't worried, but thank you.
Earlier in the dressing room,
I heard Brett talking about how great your products are.
My ears are burning.
Brett.
Oh. I just wanted to come and say hi before the taping.
So good to see you.
I have been telling everyone how incredible I think your products are. I tell you, I am so happy that you are finally getting your own line. It is time people remember what a pioneer you are. Mandy, this young lady is the original skincare queen in Hollywood. And soon she's going to be a household name. All right. See you out there.
On set.
Wait, is it true? Do you make all of this in Italy?
Yes, I do. Some would say that creating the highest quality products and then shipping them from halfway across the world is not the most obvious business plan. But for me, there really was no other option.
In a business that's so competitive, how do you stay relevant?
Oh, well, I don't want to date myself here, but reputation is everything in this business. And I don't see my life, who I am, as separate from my work.
Hope Goldman Skincare. Hope Goldman. Hope Goldman Skincare.
Hope practicing in her dressing room.
And I bottled it. And I bottled it.
I took everything I learned from a 20-year career in this business, and I bottled it.
Wow.
Well, I guess all that's left is, where do we get them? Because I know I'm going to want more.
Well, our official launch is still 2 weeks away. Mm. So for now, just through my studio, HGS, in Hollywood. But coming soon to a store near you.
She smiles into the TV camera. A white vintage Mercedes-Benz convertible speeds along a daytime street in Los Angeles. A globe with a neon sign which reads Crossroads of the World spins atop a tall column overlooking a small village of cottage-style stores at an outdoor shopping mall. In bright red cursive letters, the title, Skincare. A young female client lies under a blanket on a salon bed. Hope gets to work with an array of facial treatments. The woman's eyes are closed as Hope massages oil into her cheeks and directs a gentle steaming device across her face. She smiles as she washes away a foaming face mask and rubs small sponges around the contours of the woman's nose and lips. She pats her hands beneath her chin. She teases a spark from the end of a handheld device and draws it gently over the woman's jawline. In reception, Hope's assistant Noreen, a woman with medium brown skin and flawlessly applied makeup, smiles at an image of Hope on a webpage titled, Under the Skin with Margaret Clooney, CEO.
Excuse me, honey. Hope does not allow any cell phones in the studio, so please go outside if you need to use that.
Thank you.
Noreen smiles as the browsing woman complies. Framed photos and articles line the walls. The seven faces of wellness in Hollywood, Q&A with Hope Goldman, and the glow-getter of the skincare world. In her treatment room, only the woman's nostrils are visible as Hope applies a thick red face mask. She gently peels it away, and the young client opens her eyes.
Oh, thank you. All right. Bye, ladies. See you soon.
Hope lets out a satisfied smile as she watches the two women stride away happily. Her gaze falls on a store across the street. Her eyes narrow as she spies a glimpse of pink neon.
What do you think's opening over there? I didn't think we were allowed to have new neon signs here.
Do you want a new sign?
Maybe if we hadn't ordered 5,000 bottles of toner.
Should I drop these off at Armin's with the rest?
Yeah, we're out of space and he's got room at the garage. I'll text him, let him know you're coming.
He's in love with you.
You know, I am gonna go visit this neighbor, see what I can find out.
Hope, remember, you have Colleen at noon.
Oh, she'll be late.
Taking a gift bag of her products and wearing a sun yellow sleeveless top and white pants, Hope breezily heads across the street. She steps through a pink painted door.
Hello?
On one of the emerald green walls, a pink neon sign reads, Shimmer by Angel. She peers through another doorway.
Hello, neighbor?
Smiling at the room's decor, she spots a leaflet. Her smile quickly fades. Above a photo of a young man with a short dark beard, it reads, Hollywood's newest skincare boutique.
We're not open yet.
Oh, I didn't...
Are you here to make an appointment?
No, I didn't. I'm Hope. Hope Goldman Skincare, just across the way.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, right over there.
I'm Angel. Angel Vergara, nice to meet you.
I brought you these. Just some of my products. I think you'll love them.
Thanks, that's very sweet of you.
Yeah, I developed them in Italy.
Nice.
I don't know if you have your own line, but all those formulas are copyrighted, though.
That's very smart.
Yeah, I didn't realize what you were.
What do you mean?
I didn't realize you do skin.
Jeff didn't tell you that.
Jeff? No. No.
Oh.
Well, I have a very busy day, so welcome.
Well, I mean, it's a big industry, no? So,
hey. Yeah.
Listen, I hope you don't think I'm intruding on your territory.
Why would you even say that? I don't think we cater the same clientele. Do you?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Cool.
Good.
I mean, as we're neighbors, it's totally fine if you park there today. But I think you're in one of my spots. They're supposed to be for Shimmer customers only.
Gaping in astonishment, she forces her mouth into a smile.
Nice meeting you.
Angel, a pale-skinned man with a dark beard and short bleach blonde hair, stalks away. Hope snatches up her gift bag. later with a middle-aged white man.
Why would you lease the space right across from me to another facialist, Jeff?
I lease to whoever can pay the rent on time, Hope.
Okay. Obviously, there have been some complications with my product line, and it's costing me.
Didn't think of that before?
I had a backer. I had a silent partner who funded the development and was supposed to float me right through the launch. The guy up and disappeared. I mean, it's not my fault.
Hope, we're trying to run a business, too. This is not personal, okay?
Jeff, come on. How long have you known me?
Hope.
15 years, Jeff. And in all that time, have I not been a good tenant?
Yes, of course, yes. Okay. But it's not like it was in the beginning. I have partners now. We need the money.
Okay, listen. I really don't even think I'm supposed to tell you this, but I've taped a segment for the Brett and Kylie show. It's airing this week. Things are about to blow up, right? I'm right back on track here. And I brought you...
the gift bag.
Your own product just for you, on me, from Italy.
Ah.
Because you're a part of this, too.
Well, thank you.
All right. Listen, you gotta kick this angel guy out, all right? He's walking around like he owns the place, Jeff.
Oh, can we deal with your problem right now, please, first, all right?
Yeah, I'm gonna have it for you next week.
Monday, Tuesday?
Whatever you need, Jeff.
Monday, Tuesday.
Hope arrives back at her studio.
Charlie, there she is.
I know I'm late.
Oh, please, we built into the schedule this
morning. All right, but it's not my fault.
Oh?
No, this one... was chattering away, and we sort of lost track of time.
I see that. Mm-hmm.
We were being bad.
We were being bad. We were. You know, you two should know each other. He lives in Thai Town, so you're practically neighbors.
Uh-huh.
You must be the miracle worker of Hollywood.
Hope.
Jordan, I've heard a lot about you. Mm. Okay, so what's the verdict? Am I a lost cause, or can you make me look 19 again?
Well, how old are you?
26.
What?
Did I tell you or not?
How did you do that? How did you? What?
Jordan, you can have a tambourine.
Are you sure you don't need my help? I'm very good with my hands.
I'm sure you think so.
Jordan, a white man with stubble and swept back hair, grins. Hope treats Colleen.
So, you two are...
Oh, please, she's a baby.
Well, that has never stopped you before.
I'm not even sure he's into women.
That's never stopped you before either.
Ah, you know young people. They are so focused these days, they don't even have time for sex anymore.
Sounds like me.
I don't know, he makes me feel relevant. You wouldn't believe his story. He's a real survivor, you know? Like you.
Sitting behind Colleen, who's lying on the treatment table, Hope massages the older woman's face and flicks a switch on a piece of equipment beside her. Scenes of LA's nighttime streets. Hope's in a chic coffee shop leafing through a magazine. When you go, please don't leave your love in the sun. As she turns a page, her relaxed expression tightens as she sits forward. She opens out the magazine to a double-page spread featuring her neighbor, Angel Vergara. She gives an incredulous smile.
Hope?
A slender young black woman arrives.
Jessica! Oh my gosh!
Oh my God, sorry, I'm so gross and sweaty.
It's been too long. When are you gonna come see us? We miss you.
No, I know. I've actually been really busy. I've just come back from filming in Azerbaijan.
No way. Oh
yeah,
my goodness.
I know. How crazy.
You are blowing up.
Thank you. What about you? How are things?
I'm great. I'm finally launching my own line. Yeah, it's happening. Hang on. I know Maria's been trying to get you products, but... I have a moisturizer right here.
Let's see.
You know, so I'd love for you to share it and share it online. I have a reserve supply for all my VIPs like
you.
You're
the best.
You're never going to run out.
This reminds me, the place that's just open, the skincare place across the way. Is that you? That's amazing.
No, that's not. That's like this. No.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but
here's
so,
your tea.
Thank you so much.
Well, this looks fantastic. I will book in and I will see you soon.
All right. Okay? So good to run into you.
Bye.
Jessica leaves and Hope's smile falters.
Excuse me. Do you still sell cigarettes?
Oh, yeah.
Can I get a pack?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, for my friend.
Okay.
Okay.
Clutching her takeout tea, she steps out of the coffee shop onto a lamp-lit walkway. With a quick glance around, she plucks out a cigarette and lights it. Taking a long drag, she glances skyward and lets out a troubled sigh. She takes another long pull and turns to see Colleen's young friend Jordan sitting alone at a nearby bistro table. She frowns thoughtfully as she watches him study his phone and take a drink from a bottle. Puffing out a gust of cigarette smoke in apparent disdain of herself, she stubs it out, straightening her green fur bolero-style jacket, and goes over.
Jordan?
Later.
Well, I've only been in LA a few years, but I already think it's the best. Everyone here is so, like, so real and interesting. And that's, what? Okay, yeah, I mean, obviously there's a whole superficial side of things. There is that, but then there are people like you.
Like me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What about me?
You're killing it. Aren't you, like, starting your own line or something? That's what Colleen told me.
Come by later this week, and I'll give you some samples to try.
See, that is exactly what I'm talking about. Everyone is so nice, and they're living their dreams, and they're really doing it.
Well, between you and me, having your own product line, it's not all that glamorous. I mean, the costs are always piling up, and you always have to bet what you've already made in order to keep up, and I was a baby when I started all this. I was just breaking up with my ex-husband at the time, and then I just poured everything into the business. You know, because we have to do.
Listen, I've got to tell you something.
Oh, no.
No, it's not bad, I promise. When I first moved here, I wanted to be a photographer, right? So okay. I was working as a free PA for all these different photo shoots. And there was one photo shoot that I worked on called The Seven Faces of Wellness.
Shut up. Yeah. No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
I don't remember you.
I mean, you wouldn't. I was barely even there. But I really remember you, you know? And I just remember being so inspired by you.
Oh, my God.
How successful you were. And serious. It, like, really impacted me for work.
What is work, exactly?
I'm a life coach.
Really?
Yeah. Some of it is spiritual, but then I know martial arts, so I can teach people self-defense in addition to giving them life guidance. It's all, you know, it's all connected.
All right, I need to get going.
Oh, here, before you go, here's my card.
Oh.
Who knows? Maybe I can help you.
Maybe you can.
They share an interested smile across the bar table. A nail polish finger delves into a pot of thick white cream. Hope Goldman branded skincare products line a dressing table. Hope pushes the rounded gold metal tip of an implement upwards between her brows and smooths a drop of clear liquid across her lips. Her focused gaze is fixed on her reflection in the spotlit mirror as she pushes the skin of her forehead upwards. She smiles. She picks up her phone and opens an incoming video message. Filmed from across the street, unsteady camera footage shows her inside her salon removing her green fur jacket. As a deepening frown creases the smooth skin of her brow, her phone rings. She stands up from her dressing table and answers.
Hello? Hello? I can hear you. Hello? Who is this? Hello?
She takes the phone from her ear and looks at the screen. Viewed through an open doorway from a darkened room in her apartment, Hope paces away from the bright glow of her mirror and out of sight. It's morning in the busy city. Hope takes a call as she walks towards her studio.
Hey, Colleen.
Are you okay?
Oh, I got this weird text last night, but my piece on Brett and Kylie's airing this morning. Marine and I are going to watch it together.
Hope, what are you talking about?
Well, you know, Marine's not just my assistant. She's kind of head of PR.
No, Hope, the email.
What email?
one where you talk about how lonely and horny you are.
Excuse me?
Among other things, I might add.
Wait, what? Colleen, what email? That's not me.
Well, should I be worried?
Hold on. This dear friends thing? Dear friends, for so long I felt an emptiness inside me. I can no longer keep this. Wait, what the hell is this?
Were you drunk last night?
No!
Hope! Hey!
Oh, shit. Colleen, hold on.
Hey, hi, are you okay?
Hi, Jeff. Yeah, Maureen, I know you need me to do that thing.
What thing? What are you talking about?
I want it.
I know, yeah. I know. Maureen needs me to do this thing, I promised her, so. I'm gonna come by there, but hey, don't forget to watch me with Brett and Kylie, okay?
All right.
Okay, great.
She keeps reading.
Where did it go? I don't feel like myself. I feel a profound loneliness. Jesus Christ. Sorry. Thank you. Okay.
Keep reading.
I feel like the inside of my body is turning to ash. What? And time is running out? When I wake up in the morning, all I want is a hard dick?
There it is.
Oh, my God. I'm reaching out to you, all my clients and my friends, to ask for help. I am badly in debt, potentially losing my business. What? And desperately want someone to fuck my brains out? I mean, are you kidding? Oh,
she collides with Angel.
Fuck. I mean,
excuse me?
Yeah,
are you
exactly. Excuse you.
Wow.
Are you taking a new medication?
This is obviously not me. Someone's using my email.
Well, it says it's from you to everybody in your address book.
Oh, my God,
didn't
Jesus. I can see that. Okay, just what do I do?
Well,
I mean, how do I...
The email's gone to almost 5,000 people in the studio.
Oh, were you out drinking last night?
I was hacked, Maureen. Obviously. I mean, Jesus, it doesn't even sound like me. Does it? Well, it's not me, Maureen.
No, I just...
Answer it.
Hi, this is Hope Goldman Skincare. Okay. Fine, okay. Thank you for calling.
Who was it?
It was Pat Clarkson. She canceled. And Renee as well.
Oh, okay. Here's what we're going to do. You are going to email everybody, the entire client list, okay? And call them too, and explain the situation. We've been hacked, and it's no big deal, but we just wanted to let everyone know so there's no confusion, right? Because it's not me.
Yes, got it. I'm gonna make sure I change all the passwords.
Yes, obviously, right, okay.
And Hope, as your head of PR, we can handle this.
Yes. Okay.
And email pings.
Okay, oh my God. Fuck.
What?
Margaret. Margaret got the email. Shit.
Okay, we can call her first then.
Yeah, that's good. Call her.
Also, Brett called.
Oh, call him back. Call him back right fucking now. Okay.
Hope turns on a TV.
Jesus Christ. It's limited time offer. You can
drive the car off the lot. God, there's no answer. Oh my God, the show's almost on. This is going to be great content.
Are you gonna film me?
Yes, are you kidding?
Okay.
You look great.
Hope looks excited.
Welcome back. So if your skin tells the world your story, then our next guest might just be your new guardian angel. Angel Vergara joins us today. He's the owner of Shimmer, the new, and so we hear, hottest salon in Hollywood.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my God. Now, you're saying that you were using technology developed by NASA on people's skin.
That is correct, Brett, and we're
I cannot believe this. This is some bullshit!
At this moment, we maintain the exclusive rights to microgravity body chambers, which can reverse the effects of aging.
Reverse?
Yes, sir. I don't know any other technique or any other facialist, I don't care how skilled they are, who can compete.
That sounds incredible.
It is incredible because at Shimmer, we are the future of skincare.
I'm hearing that your new place is already solidly booked for the next 2 months.
Yes.
How do I get an appointment?
I think I know someone who can help.
It's this guy. Yeah. I got $5. It's this guy right here. That is incredible, Angel. Yeah. What a...
She turns off the TV.
Don't. No.
She gestures to Marin not to speak and crosses the room as though in a daze.
Oh.
She steps into a narrow storage closet out back and leans against the door. Maureen winces. at night in Jordan's car.
Thanks again for this ride. I can't find my goddamn keys. I did not want to be late to meet this guy.
Oh my God, no, I'm so glad that I could help. That's why I gave you my card.
What's the meeting for? Or is that top secret? Am I dropping you off on a date right now? Is that what's
happening? No. It's just, I'm meeting a guy from this TV show.
Wow, that is so cool.
That's a long story. This is it, right up here. Yep. Okay, well, come by later this week.
Yeah.
And I'll hook you up with everything.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks again.
Well, don't mention it. I'll see you soon.
A restaurant.
This Angel guy. So he's right there. And then I get hacked.
Brett.
You know how people love a scandal. I would have ignored it myself, honestly, but now my producers got it.
Oh, Jesus.
And we'd already filmed Angel's segment, so they decided to bump your spot and air his.
I mean, just right before the product launch. I mean, you don't think this isn't just... It's just so perfect. You know, can it really be a coincidence?
Well, I don't know about that. No, I'm not going to argue with you. The timing is unfortunate, but I wouldn't read too much into it. But the world and... Let's face it, the internet is full as it goes.
Beauty is a cutthroat business.
Business is a cutthroat business.
Are you wearing makeup?
Caught. Guilty as charged. Yes, I didn't wash my face after the taping. I didn't think you'd notice, honestly, with the lighting in here. I didn't think anybody would notice.
No, I think it looks good.
Thank you.
Gives you a nice contour right in
well,
there.
Well, they contour a little bit around the jaw.
No, it gives you definition.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Of course you... would clock it.
Well,
you are so talented. It's no surprise that your products are amazing.
Well, I'm so glad you like them. And even more glad you're going to help get that segment back on the air.
She fixes him with a playful but determined look. Later, Brett drives along a quiet residential street and pulls onto the driveway of a modern single-story home.
Okay, thanks again for dinner. It was so nice after such a rough day.
Oh, it was my pleasure. It was my pleasure. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that your segment gets on the show next week.
Oh, Brett, thank you. That's perfect.
My God, you are just so fucking hot.
She looks surprised as he leans across and kisses her.
Oh, hold on. Maureen's just been calling me all night.
I'm sure she'll be fine.
No, I've just missed, like, so many of her calls.
It's been such a long time.
I know. Yeah.
She checks her phone in her purse.
Sorry, are you married, Brett?
You mean, yeah, yes, but, we've been having problems.
Oh.
Probably gonna get a divorce.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear
it's
that.
It's been hell.
Yeah, no, divorce is so tough.
But you and I thought we had a connection.
I feel that way, too. I do. But I didn't mean to mislead you. It's just your show's reach is so large and the product line and email thing. And I just knew that you...
How about this? Let's make a little deal. I'll get your segment on the show and you... Well...
What? Oh.
You give me a blowjob.
Right here in the car?
We can go in the house if you want. Honestly, I don't care, but this is a pretty good deal, huh?
She shoots him a dubious look.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We're right in the middle of something here.
I was accidentally recording that.
What?
Yeah, I accidentally... How do you stop? There you go. Stopped it. Okay.
She shakes her head as though in relief.
Sorry.
You have to delete that, obviously.
Obviously. Yeah, I deleted it.
You deleted the recording?
I just deleted it, Brett.
Okay, can I just see your phone just for a second?
I just told you I deleted it. Brett, come on.
Okay, can I see your phone,
Brett,
please?
How long have you known me? You know I would never intentionally harm anyone in that way. Thank you. You're a good friend.
She climbs out and blows him a kiss. He slumps back in the driver's seat, looking shell-shocked. Blue skies shine down on the naked upper torso of an armless female statue. Hope arrives at her studio and tugs out her earphones. Maureen has her car keys.
forget something?
I could not find those. I looked everywhere. I was late, and I almost missed it, but Jordan gave me a ride.
Jordan? Was he looking for me?
No, I called him.
Really?
Also, I told him to come by for some products this week.
Well, how was everything with Brett?
I handled it. They're gonna air the segment next week.
Great, that's even better timing.
Hey, you don't think this Angel guy could have gotten into our emails, do you?
What? No. How would he even do that? Look, Hope, I tried calling you last night. We've been getting some really strange messages.
Hmm?
Yeah, I assumed it was because of the hacking, but these aren't coming from our mailing list. They're really sexual and aggressive.
As Hope watches Angel outside with Jeff, she sees Jessica arrive.
Is Jessica coming in today?
Not that I have to. Oh, these messages are all asking for you, and they're pretty graphic. Oh, look, don't forget you have Pam soon.
Maureen purses her lips as Hope dashes out through a back door and runs along a corridor at the rear of the outlets. She hurries outside, and as she reaches the corner of a building, she catches sight of Jessica walking on ahead. She follows with growing incredulity. Angel steps outside to greet Jessica. Hope ducks for cover behind a flower planter.
Oh my God, I'm so happy you're here.
I'm so glad to be here.
Jessica and Angel go inside. Hope stands up, slack-jawed in astonishment. She marches across the pretty central courtyard, making a beeline for Angel's studio. Jessica's waiting in a throne-like seat in reception.
Traitor.
What? What, do you need your asshole bleached? What?
Excuse me? Can I help you?
Are you kidding right now?
Listen, it's nothing. I'm just here to get a facial, huh?
Jessica? How long? How long have I been helping you?
I think you should go.
Look, it's nothing personal.
Really? It feels fucking personal, Jessica.
Hope, please.
Jessica?
Calm down.
Hey, you walk through there. Hey, you walk back there, and you are never, ever allowed in my studio again. Do you understand? You're crossing a line right now.
Jessica, please go in. I'll be there in a minute.
Jessica.
Hope.
Jessica.
Chill.
Jessica.
Calm down.
Just come with me.
Please.
Jessica disappears through a fringed curtain.
Good luck with your sissy gaffney! Oh, that's your fucking problem now, isn't it?
I would appreciate it if you don't scream at my client.
Your client?
Yes.
You proud of yourself?
And as you can see, we're very busy right now. So if you don't mind.
I'm not going anywhere.
Hope leaves him with an icy smile. Angel watches steadily as she stalks back to her studio. She turns with a furious glare. Angel's expression remains calm but watchful. Night has fallen, and Hope's walking through the courtyard towards her white convertible in the parking lot. She removes an unlit cigarette as her mouth falls open. Two of the tires are flat.
What the fuck?
She walks around her car to find the same on the other side. A parking sign just in front of her car now bears the Shimmer logo. She sees a guy by the trash.
Hey! Hey! Did you see who did this? Huh? Habla inglés? Nothing? No help? Because I'm calling the police, okay? The police!
The guy shrugs and walks away.
911, what's your emergency?
Somebody just slashed all my tires and... I'm at Crossroads of the World in Hollywood, in the back parking lot. I need help.
Is anyone there with you?
No, I'm alone. I'm all alone.
In an auto garage, Hope's gazing miserably at stacks of boxes containing her skincare products. Armin, a man in his late 40s with a tan complexion and dark mustache, peers around a doorway.
Ready?
Yeah.
Thank God you picked up. I really wasn't sure if you'd be open.
Nah, we're always open. You know, pretty scary stuff, Hope. Someone slashes your tires. That's a clear message.
What's the message?
If I were you, I'd make a list of my enemies, go through it one by one. Who out there might want to hurt you, right?
Well, I am,
I'm getting these messages.
They read, want me to come over? And you serious about that hard dick?
You want a gun? That's okay. I'll teach you how to shoot it. Just think about getting a gun.
Armin says to another guy, thanks, Anto. I got it from here.
Be safe, Hope.
Thank you.
I only charge you for the tires.
Oh, no, Armin, please.
Let me add it to the next one. Come on.
You're too good to me.
She smiles and gets in her car.
You know, Hope, I care about you.
She looks hesitant.
Yeah, I care about you, too.
No. I want you to know that if you're in trouble, you can call me. I've dealt with some real bad fucking guys in my time.
It's good to know.
Okay. All right, well, you got new tires on the car. Your product safe and sound in the back. Feels like maybe one of these days you and I should hang out sometime outside of this garage.
Good night, Armin.
Good night, Armin.
They share a friendly smile. Armin watches her drive away with a wistful expression. An array of shotguns and rifles line the walls of a hunting and camping store. As Hope tentatively walks around a corner, something catches her attention in a low cabinet. Behind the counter, a middle-aged bearded employee watches her with hands on hips.
So, looking to buy a gun?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, what are you looking for?
Something for self-defense.
Self-defense, okay. All right, I got something perfect for you.
He lifts out a silver handgun.
Hold that.
Okay.
All right, nice and gentle.
Oh. Weighting it in her hands, she turns to face a mirror on the wall.
How's that feel?
She practices taking aim at herself.
It's kind of heavy.
It is.
She lowers and raises the black-hilted pistol, switching between one hand and two.
How much is it?
It's $579 plus tax.
Jesus. Guns are really expensive.
You already pay for it, ma'am.
She leans into the mirror and smooths out a wrinkle.
So, let's go to the office, do your FST, and then start your background check.
Okay, what's FST?
Fire safety test.
Oh, okay, I'm not good at tests.
It's really easy, it's more of a formality, it's not. And then the background check, about 10 days, and then she's yours.
Oh, well, I need something more immediately. Like, I need something, like, today.
Oh, okay.
What about that?
It's classic. $30.
Now holding a neon pink pepper spray, Hope heads along an aisle of camouflage wear.
Hope!
Oh!
Startled, she aims the spray at Jeff.
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. Hey, this is my grandson, Ben.
Hi.
Yeah, we're just shopping for some equipment for a little fishing trip.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Hi, little boy.
Hey, Ben, why don't you go to the bait counter? I'll catch up with you, okay?
Yeah. Hope that wasn't about the... the rent.
No, hi. Jeff, that's handled.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I'll stop by tomorrow and pick it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew you'd figure it out.
Thanks. Okay, so I have a client that I'm late for. Bye.
Okay, I'll stop by.
It's daytime, and Margaret Karimi is with Hope in her treatment room.
All right, coming back.
The dark-haired woman settles back on the bed.
Margaret, thank you again for being so understanding about the email.
Oh, I get it. I've been hacked before. Plus, I'd be totally insane to pass on a free facial from you.
Well, it's my treat. Your audience is going to love these products. When we're done here, I'll take you through the whole line. Your support means so much to me.
She places protective goggles on Margaret's eyes and lowers a lamp over her face. In reception, Maureen looks up to see a burly white guy with facial tattoos, scraggly hair, and beard peering in through the window.
I'm sorry, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for Hope Goldman.
She's the client right now. Do you have an appointment?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't clear to me you needed an appointment.
Well, what's your name?
I'd rather not say.
He sits down.
I'm sorry, we don't do walk-ins. Is there something I can help you with?
I'm here for the posting.
The what?
For Hope, her posting.
Do you need a facial or...
Yeah, I'll take the whole menu.
I'm sure you can schedule a consultation. You can probably...
Is that part of it?
No.
Look, online it said that
I think there's been a...
What the fuck is up with this cock teeth bull...
In the treatment room, Hope looks up with alarm.
Margaret?
She grabs the pepper spray from her purse.
Excuse me. Just excuse me for one sec, okay?
Yeah, of course.
Just gonna go. See what's going on.
Excuse me?
Are you Hope Goldman?
How can we help you?
He said he came here to fuck you.
Fuck is with you bitches!
Hey, you piece of shit! You need to get out of here right now!
Jordan.
Hey, what's going on?
He said he came here to fuck Hope.
Hey!
What?
Marie!
What,
you hard of hearing, dipshit?
Fucking hands off me!
He headbutts Jordan.
Don't ever fuck my friends again, okay? You understand me? Get the fuck out of here, bro!
Jordan drags him out.
You fucking freaks! I was just trying to get laid!
Margaret watches in astonishment. Later, now joined by a detective, they find Hope's name on an online site.
All right, click on that first one. Thank you.
Online text reads, "Rape fantasy, surprise me at work, and I want to blow you at my studio today."
This is so fucked.
Look at all these postings.
Can you click on the one with the photo?
Hope's face on a woman posing suggestively.
That's her face.
Someone is trying to destroy me.
Do you have any idea who might have access to pictures of your face?
What do you mean? I'm a public figure.
She's in magazines, dude. It's like everywhere.
This could just be a couple of kids pulling a prank, but don't worry. We'll get to the bottom of it.
But what if someone comes back? What if somebody else reads one of these and shows up again?
Okay.
You know, he got hurt. He was attacked.
I never give out my direct line, but in this case, I will. Please use it discerningly. Okay. We're gonna get to work. All right, let's head out.
Hope looks bewildered as the detective leaves.
Don't worry.
How do we get these off the internet?
Maureen starts deleting the entries.
I'm so sorry, Hope. They keep popping up.
Hope looks over to the window where she sees Angel watching from his own studio. She scowls suspiciously as he disappears from view. Scenes of sunlit neighborhoods transform into Hope's house on the quiet residential street.
You've reached Hope Goldman Skincare. We're taking a self-care day today, and you should too. We'll be back tomorrow booking appointments and taking pre-order for our new line of products. Available now at the studio and launching officially next week. Leave a message and we'll get back to you.
Jordan.
You sit down, I'll grab the food.
So lucky you were there today.
Oh.
I'm just so... Thank God.
Well, selfishly, I'm thrilled. I was just coming by for some samples, and now I'm getting a face mask.
It's the least I can do. Can I ask you, something?
Of course.
Okay, if I were a client, what advice would you give me for my business?
Okay, well... I have to warn you, I'm going to be honest, so you have to promise that you won't get offended.
Okay.
Promise?
Yeah, I promise.
Okay. Here, give me your hands.
Facing her on a couch, he takes her hands.
One of your gifts, Hope, one of your many gifts, is that you make people feel really comfortable. When people are in your presence, they feel completely at ease and relaxed. But what about the people who haven't had the chance to meet you, you know? The ones who you really want to buy your products. I mean, your career is legendary, right? Your products are flawless, and your story is inspiring as hell. Why aren't these three things connected? You have to put Hope Goldman in front of this business.
There are so many lies about you on the internet right now. We have to counteract all this terrible shit and just
take control of your narrative. Right, so what does that look like? A social media account for work, ads online, stuff like that. But it is also about the work that we do in real life. So what I'm thinking is, we could, throw a launch party at your studio for your new product line, where I invite some of my model friends, you invite your VIP clients. It would be amazing, but more importantly,
it would tell the right story.
He kneels in front of her, alight with enthusiasm. She puffs out her cheeks and gazes at him with a steadily growing smile.
You're right. You're fucking right. How do we start?
Later.
Okay, so it's not perfect, but to start.
Hope Goldman Skincare.
Yeah, tilt your head back just a little bit.
She tries to pose for photos. They apply face masks.
You know, whatever you do to your face, you should always do to your neck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I told you I used to be a photographer, right?
You told me you were a PA on some photo shoots.
Did you ever model?
I mean,
you did, didn't you? You did. I knew it.
He checks his skin.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Do you see that?
Yeah, perfect.
Look at you or?
Look out, like look out to the pool.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yes, okay. That's the probably the best picture I've ever taken in my whole life right there.
Let me see.
Yeah, your first post.
Standing close to look at the post, she notices a cut on his brow.
It's getting kind of red.
Really?
Yeah, let me get something for it.
She joins him on the couch with some ointment.
I mean, Hope, these are incredible. I'm serious. Look at that. That's your profile picture right there.
Okay. If you say so. Here, come here.
She gently dabs at the cut.
It doesn't hurt, does it?
As his eyes hold hers, she lets her hand caress his cheek and parts his lips with her thumb. Smiling, she leans in and they share a passionate kiss. It's daytime, and Hope's in the mall parking lot lighting a cigarette. She catches sight of Jeff.
Oh, fuck.
She quickly ducks out of sight behind her car. She pulls her phone from her purse and shakes her head.
Hey, Brad, I was just thinking about you.
Hi, Hope. Listen. Sorry about what happened.
Yeah, hey, thanks again for dinner. That was so sweet of you. Nice to catch up.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, I'm just wondering, when do you think my segment's gonna air?
Look, I need to know that you deleted that recording.
Yeah, I deleted it. I told you I deleted it. So,
okay, here's the thing. They don't want to air two skincare pieces back to back.
Whoa. You said you were gonna handle this, Brett.
Hope, look, your reputation isn't exactly great.
Your reputation has never been great. Speaking of, about that generous deal you offered me the other night, is that how you book all your guests, or?
No, Hope, you better have deleted that. Okay, recording people against their will is a crime.
I told you this. It was an accident, Brett, and I deleted it. I mean, God, why are you being so paranoid? Listen, I'm on my way to a meeting right now with one of the biggest beauty websites in the world, and they love my products, love. And you're gonna look like fools if you don't air my segment soon. You know, I should just call your producers myself and tell them about the hacking and the email. I'm sorry, what?
I'll work on it.
Oh, you will? Oh, great. Thank you so much, Brett. Brett, you're the best. Bye.
In the coffee shop, a balding guy with a laptop's watching Hope from a corner table.
Margaret.
Hope.
The women hug.
So nice to see you. Thank you so much for meeting me.
Of course.
I will keep this brief. I know how busy you are. First of all, I just want to apologize for what happened. That was...
Yeah, who was that guy?
Someone is trying to sabotage me. But the good news is, I just found out that my segment on Brett and Kylie is going to air next week, even closer to launch.
That's great!
Yeah! And here's what I'm thinking. I want to do an exclusive online launch with you and Under the Skin. I just need a small advance so that we...
Hope, listen, unfortunately, the site is just, it's booked for the next few months. Yeah, I just found out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just I felt like we had a plan for,
I know.
Putting the products on the...
I know. You know what? I gotta run. I have this lunch meeting. But when some space clears up, I will get back in touch.
Okay.
All right. Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
The balding man watches Margaret leave. He takes a sip of his coffee and turns his attention back to Hope. As their eyes meet, she becomes uncomfortable and he looks down at his laptop. She frowns and takes a sip of her iced tea.
Hope, Jeff came by looking for you. Did you tell him you had the money?
With a clothes buyer.
Okay, I can do $1,500 for like all of it.
$1,500? Are you joking? This is great stuff. This is designer, all designer. How old are you? 27?
Yeah, how did you?
Okay. You seem like a nice girl. I'm gonna throw in my products for you. I got a serum and a moisturizer. This is great stuff, made in Italy.
Okay, I can do $1,750, but that's like the best I can do.
Fine, that's good, I'll take it. Okay.
The buyer walks away and Hope rolls her eyes. She checks her phone and opens a picture message. It's a dick pic. A message underneath reads, "You look so sexy when you're at work." She looks appalled and puts her phone away.
Okay.
The buyer returns with her money.
Nice to be business with you.
Mm-hmm.
As she turns to go, she sees the balding guy from the coffee shop at a nearby clothes rack. Her face fills with alarm and she leaves. Wearing her oversized sunglasses, she hurries along a sidewalk and checks through the envelope from the buyer. Quickly glancing around, she pushes the envelope back into her purse. As she reaches her car, she looks up to see the creepy balding guy walk around the street corner a little way back. Fumbling with her car keys, she hurriedly unlocks the door and jumps in. The guy continues to walk towards her. The guy stops still on the sidewalk and openly watches her drive past. Young people are posing for selfies with Angel outside his studio.
Hey babe, it's Colleen. I'm just calling to cancel our facial next Thursday. I'm gonna be out of town. By the way, I tried to watch you on Brett and Kylie the other day, but they had some other guy called Angel on. Turns out he's right next to you. It's weird. Anyway, I'll talk to you soon.
Hope watches from her salon.
Hey, Hope, it's Jeff. I came by today. You weren't around. I need the rent, Hope. Okay, this can't wait any longer. All right? Please, call me.
Hi. I'm calling in response to the ad. Kinky Dom seeks curious submissive.
Margaret arrives at Angel's.
Margaret.
Call me back. I'm already hard.
Hey, Hope, it's Armin. Just checking to see how your tires are holding up and how you're doing, you know. I'm at the shop if you need anything, so just be safe.
Recalling his magazine article, TV spot, and the intrusive video, Hope watches Angel laughing at something on his tablet, and her eyes narrow. Later, she talks to Jeff and makes a call.
Jeff! 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 Jeff, it's Angel. He's trying to ruin me. Angel Vergara. He is trying to destroy me. He is harassing me. He's posting things about me on the internet. He had me followed, Jeff. Now, can you please send some officers over to arrest him?
Maybe you should worry less about what's going on across the lot and more about why you told me a week ago that you would pay rent on Monday or Tuesday.
He is obviously threatened by me. He's trying to take over this entire plaza.
Look, you've had a great run here, but we are exploring a lot of opportunities with the property.
What? You know I poured everything I had into my line. Now the only thing I have left in this world, I'm in danger of losing.
I still don't think that any of this is life-threatening.
Maybe that's because it's not your life. Because it's my life and I feel very threatened.
Angel mentioned to me that you have been antagonizing some of his clients. So
that's my client, Jeff! She's my fucking client, Jeff!
Jack Goldman, unless you can prove to me this person is willfully and repeatedly harassing you, I'm not sure that we should be of any help at this time.
Jeff! I need you to listen! Hey! Do I have to prove this to you? Huh?
Jeff walks away.
You won't be happy till I'm dead!
Windows glow across hillsides and lights illuminate the streets as night falls. Viewed from a distance, Angel walks into the mall's lamp-lit parking lot and unlocks his blue sedan. Sitting in her car, Hope watches from across the lot. As the neon-lit globe spins atop the crossroads of the World Tower behind her, she watches him climb into his car, and her expression hardens. He backs out of his space, and as the beam of his headlights flash across her windshield, she sinks lower in her seat. Grimly focused, she watches him drive out of the lot. She reverses her white convertible out of her space and sets off in pursuit. Gripping the wheel, she tails the blue sedan at a little distance as they travel along the city streets. She sees him take a left turn and follows him down a side street. The view rises to show the two cars making their way towards another intersection and the red glow of the rear taillights of other cars. On a quieter street, the blue sedan indicates right. She follows him into a residential neighborhood, drumming her thumbs on the wheel as she peers around, her eyes wide and alert. As he slows and pulls into a driveway, a security light comes on outside a modern home. Now parked nearby, Hope watches from a discreet distance as Angel heads indoors. He watches with intense focus as he reappears inside, visible through a large picture window. She glances over her shoulder and turns back to see him standing near the window with a wine of glass. She ducks down in her seat, but he doesn't look over. As disco lights spin around the walls of his living room, she sees him start to nod along to the music and turn away from the window. Inside, he slips off his sneakers. He lifts a glittering microphone.
Show me, show me, show me how you do that trick. The one that makes me scream, she said. The one that makes me laugh, she said. And threw her arms around my neck.
As he sings along to karaoke alone in his living room, Hope, who's only able to partially see inside, sits up in her seat with a look of bemusement.
You suffer only. You lost the lonely, you strangest angels, dancing in the deepest oceans, dancing in the water, you just like a dream, just like a dream.
Having thrown himself into his performance, Angel now stares unsmiling at the karaoke display on his large screen TV and shakes his head. Outside, Hope continues to frown in confusion and reaches for her phone.
Hey, it's Jordan. Today can be whatever you want it to be. Jesus. Leave a message.
It's me. I'm outside Angel's house.
That's right. I followed him home. I can't see anything, but I can hear him in there. He is so fucking sketchy. I know we can prove this is him. Call me back, okay? Call me back.
No regrets.
Jordan's alone in a shabby apartment. Wearing only a pair of skimpy black briefs, he's lifting weights in front of a mirror. Cut out pictures of bodybuilders lying on the wall. Muscle poses and cups his bulging briefs as he gyrates his hips. He snorts a line of coke and dances around, his lithe muscular body gleaming with sweat. Picking up a baseball bat, he swings it deftly in a martial arts style and strikes a menacing pose in the mirror. He turns down a portable stereo and settles himself on a couch in front of an open laptop where he appears on screen. He smooths his hair back from his face and starts recording.
Human beings are naturally hunters, right? It's in our DNA. It is how we were built. But I look around me and I see a lot of people who have lost sight of who they are, right? People who have become sheep. People who let themselves be prey. They go, oh, I don't know what to do today. I guess I'm going to wait for the shepherd. What I want to focus on today is remembering that no matter what happens,
if you can focus on who you are at your core, you can take control of your life.
The burly guy who Jordan threw out of the salon is standing outside. He's joined by a heavily tattooed guy.
He's in there. Let's go.
They head for the apartment stairs.
Do you want to be a sheep? No, you don't. You want to be a fucking lion. So when you wake up tomorrow morning, take control. Say what?
I'm serious. You can connect.
You can not only connect, but you can transcend.
They walk in on Jordan.
Where's the money?
Jordan jumps up and grabs the baseball bat and lets it drop.
Where's the money? Where's the money?
No, man, I didn't know she'd have Mace.
Yeah, neither did I. Sounds like you did good, though. You did good, man.
Thanks. I worked on it in class.
Oh, yeah.
You still acting?
No. I did a couple auditions after I got out, but I needed something more meaningful, so that's why I'm doing the whole life coaching shit. It's fucking taking off.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. I might need you guys for another thing soon. I could even pay you in life coaching sessions if you prefer.
I'm good with the cash.
Yeah?
The two burly guys exchange looks. Jordan hands over some cash and returns to the couch in front of the laptop.
So, what you doing now?
I was just in the middle of something, so.
All right, yeah. See ya.
I'll hit you guys up soon. Thank you so much, brother.
They leave, and he resumes recording.
How do we find the elevator to the next level? It's a great question.
Hope's working out.
We keep our eyes open, and we are ready for it when it appears. Sometimes you have to start a fire to put it out. You have to create a situation to be the hero, to be the best version of yourself. Success is not an accident. You have to fucking get after it.
In a bar.
We need him gone. He's getting away with it. The cops aren't doing shit. And I'm feeling I'm out of options. I have no options.
It's fucked. I mean, it's
so fucked.
It's undeniably fucked. Okay, but Hope, what if I moved into the studio?
A what?
Just until this blows over. I mean, wouldn't it make you feel safer having somebody with my skill set around?
I guess that's true.
Like, think about it. I could have my own space where I work with clients, and I help with your rebranding in a more official capacity. That could really help and make you feel a little bit safer. Also,
what are you talking about? Jordan, what about Angel?
Angel won't stop until somebody talks to him.
Exactly. Who was going to do that?
Why don't you let me deal with it?
She looks at him in surprise.
You do that?
Of course. Trying to get you to let me do this for a while. We'll call you, okay?
Okay, call me after.
Another day, and Jordan enters Angel's studio.
That's fine, just leave it there 5 minutes and don't touch your face, please. I'll be back.
Hey there.
Hey, man.
How can we help you?
Well, I wanted to talk with you for a moment about,
An assistant arrives.
Is there actually somewhere more private that we could speak?
Sorry to interrupt, Angel.
Yeah.
I want to confirm the filmings for next week.
Which show is that?
The one that's shooting here. Yeah, the one's in New York.
I think I can do it on Thursday morning, but we need to check the flights for New York.
Okay.
Yeah, I can recommend at least a priority.
As they continue in Spanish, Jordan takes in the busy planner and a stack of magazines with Angel on the cover. His face is alive with excitement as the assistant leaves.
Sorry, when it rains, it pours.
Fuck, man, you are blowing up.
Thank you. You were saying?
Jordan pulls in a steadying breath.
My name is Jordan Weaver, and I'm a life coach, right? Uh-huh. I'm extremely proficient in martial arts, so my work is all about combining the mental with the physical. I wanted to discuss a potential partnership where I could offer my services to your VIP client. Listen, I think that we could be very helpful to one another.
What sort of help do you need around here? Here's my card.
I don't need any help. And I don't know who you are.
I'm a life coach.
Yeah, I don't care. You need to leave. Now.
Sure. Perfect.
Trying to maintain his nonchalant smile, Jordan lets himself out into the evening twilight.
Stupid little fuck.
He talks to himself as he marches away.
Hey, Hope. Yeah, it's all taken care of. It's over. No, he's not going to be a problem anymore. Hope, relax. He's not going to be a fucking problem anymore. Okay, no. Hey, Hope. Yeah, it's all taken care of. Shouldn't be a fucking problem anymore.
Yeah, you should fucking see him. Fucking embarrassed. Fuck.
Hope arrives home and takes a call from Jordan.
What happened? What'd he say? What happened?
I took care of it. It's over.
Oh my God, really? You're incredible.
He admitted it? He admitted to it.
He is not going to be a problem anymore. Everything is fine. I've just got a little work to finish up here, and then I will come over to you and tell you everything.
Oh my God. Okay.
Hope you have champagne.
Okay. I'll see you soon.
Okay, bye.
She sets down her phone and covers her mouth, smiling in relief. Water cascades from a shower head, and a view takes in her dressing table, lined with her skincare line. In a bathrobe, she massages lotion into her neck, sweeping her hands in an upward motion. A figure in a black t-shirt appears beyond the patterned glass of her front door. Their hand moves to the lock. They turn the handle and step inside. Alerted by a sound, Hope looks up from her dressing table. Frowning, she gets to her feet and slowly paces across the room. She pauses and quickly takes the pepper spray from her purse. Spray in hand, she takes a tentative step into the hallway and peers towards the front door beyond the living room. She creeps along a passageway lined with tall windows looking out over the patio and illuminated pool. She continues on towards the living room and stops to listen. Mouth open in silent alarm, she steps closer to the wall and edges towards her kitchen. As she peers around the doorway, she sees the shadowy figure of a man with his back to her. It's the creepy, balding guy from the coffee shop, and he's holding her phone in his hand. In the corridor, Hope readies her pepper spray and cautiously turns towards him.
Hey! Get out!
She sprays him in the face and chases him out the door. He flees into the night. In a parking lot inside his apartment building, Jordan's deleting explicit posts of Hope. He takes a call.
Hope? I'm so glad you called.
Listen to me! I was fucking intact! You told me you took care
what?
Of it!
What are you talking about? Whoa. So Hope, slow down.
Don't fucking tell me to slow down, okay?
No, that's impossible.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
You said this was over, but all you did was make it worse. This has gone too far.
What do you mean he attacked you? I literally handled it.
That well, you did fucking sense. Handle it, obviously!
If you fucking handled it, then why is Angel's guy in my house?
I don't know, Hope. Just don't worry. Everything's gonna be okay. I'm gonna come over and we'll figure this out,
do
all right?
Not come over. Just stay the fuck out of it. Okay, I'm gonna handle it myself. I don't
wait.
She ends the call. Later, she's with Armin at the auto shop showing him another intrusive video of her.
He's trying to intimidate me by sending me these videos.
It's disgusting.
And then this guy's in my house? I don't know what to do.
Hey, you did the right thing by calling, okay? Listen, I want to be clear about one thing. I don't want you talking to anybody about this anymore.
She focuses on a patch of dry skin on his face.
I got it. Don't talk to anybody about this anymore. You hear me? Nothing bad's going to happen now that I'm involved, all right? I'm going to take care of everything.
okay?
I don't want anyone to get hurt.
Oh, no, no one's going to get hurt. But the most important thing is that this guy right here, is not going to fucking bother you anymore.
They walk out to her car.
Hey, I want you to have this. Moisturizer.
Yeah, we got about 1,000 of these in the back, remember?
Yeah, but this one's just for you.
Okay. All right. Come by in a few days. This will all be a distant memory, hope.
She touches a grateful hand to his chest and gets into her car. The view shifts to a security camera on the wall.
All my life.
Daytime at the crossroads of the World Outdoor Mall. Armin's sitting in his car in the parking lot, peering towards the stores. In her studio, Hope works on a client's skin. Marin looks up in mild surprise as Hope brings an orchid into reception.
Well, you're in a good mood today.
Am I?
Oh, just Jordan again. Should I tell him you're not here?
Oh, yeah, just ignore it.
He told me you guys got in a fight, but he sent this package to you.
You can open it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh!
It's the pink-framed photo of Hope.
Well, that was nice of him. This would look good on the back wall, don't you think?
No, I'll just bring it home.
Marin looks bemused as Hope shimmies past her to watch Armin drive away.
Hope?
Hmm?
I'm worried about you.
No, I'm fine.
No, seriously, I need you to keep it together. I can't have you falling apart right now. We're way too close.
I know we're close.
No, I mean we're close to everything we've worked towards. I'm here because I believe in this and I believe in you. I've spent my whole career working around your dream. Well, now it's my dream too.
Oh, honey, I know. I know. Thank you.
No,
I know.
Do not mess this up for yourself. Do you understand?
I'm not gonna mess this up. I promise.
Hope answers a call.
Hello?
Miss Goldman, this is Detective Emerson at the Hollywood Police Department. Are you at your office right now?
Uh-huh, I am.
I'll be there in 5 minutes. Meet me in the parking lot.
Are you coming to arrest Angel?
Meet me in the lot.
Miss Goldman.
She looks puzzled as she approaches the detective.
Over here, please.
He opens his car door.
What is this about again?
I just want to show you something.
It's just, I'm really busy.
I need you to see this, and I'm not asking. Please.
Hey.
He gestures towards the open door. A laptop is open on the seat, showing an image of her car.
Sorry, what is this? What am I looking at?
This is footage from the security camera.
Where? What security camera?
Right up there.
She looks up at it in surprise.
I think maybe we can find a spot.
Angel appears on screen.
Right there. See that guy?
That guy?
Angel briefly kneels by his car and stands up.
He's tying his shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
He shifts to nighttime footage.
There.
Hope's mouth falls open and she leans in closer. Jordan is visible kneeling by the rear tire of her car. His smiling face flashes up in her mind.
So, anyone you know that neighbor you were telling me about?
Her frown is reflected on the screen.
No. No, it's... That's not him.
Yeah, I didn't think so. We're going to circulate this photo around the neighborhood, and I'll let you know if anything comes up.
That's good, yeah. Good. Okay. Thank you. Again, I'm sorry. I'm just so busy, so...
All right, if I hear anything, I'll let you know.
Yep.
With rising panic in her face, she hurries away. At night, Jordan's walking towards an apartment building.
Hey, it's Jordan. Today can be whatever you want it to be. Leave a message.
Jordan, pick up my fucking call, goddammit. I know you're fucking there. I know you are. Call me back.
the call, Jordan jogs up the external stairs to a second floor apartment. He knocks on a door and the burly guy with the beard answers.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
Good to see you.
Yeah.
I need you for that thing that I was telling you about, okay? In your body.
Carson?
Yes, yes, exactly.
What do you want us to do?
Just like last time, but this time bigger, okay? Her house, day after tomorrow, 5:45. I show up at 6 o'clock, save the fucking day, and then you guys are out of there before anything bad happens, okay? Here's the address right there.
Is this, more of that life coaching stuff?
Fuck yeah, man. It's getting fucking huge.
Two guys are weight training in the parking lot below. Elsewhere, Hope's car speeds through the nighttime streets.
Pick up, pick up, pick up.
It's Armin.
Armin, hey, it's Hope again. I've called you four times. Where are you? Listen, I need you to just forget about that thing that we talked about, right? You can just forget about it. I'm okay. Stay where you are. And please call me back.
Armin parks up outside Angel's home and with a quick glance around, heads for the door. Inside, disco lights swirl as Angel comes to the door.
Angel, girl?
Yeah, I'm gonna help you.
No, please take whatever you want.
You know who Hope Goldman is?
What?
Hope Goldman!
Yes,
you know she
yes,
is.
Yes, I know who she is, but I don't give a fuck about her.
No.
Inside, Armin punches him again.
You fucking go near her again. I swear to God, no. I'll fucking kill you.
Angel smashes a glass against Armin's head. Armin grapples him to the floor and punches him. Hope's car pulls to a halt outside Angel's home. She can see the disco lights flashing through the open front door. She climbs out of her car and cautiously glances up and down the street. With an air of mounting trepidation, she walks towards the open door. She tentatively steps inside and looks around nervously. Who makes her way along a corridor. She comes to the end of the corridor and rounds the corner into the living room, wincing as the flashing lights glare in her face. Her eyes adjust as she sees Angel lying motionless on the floor. She screams. Elsewhere, Armin speeding down a city street, grimacing as he clutches a cloth to his injured forehead. Inside the living room, Hope stares down in horror at Angel's bloody face. She runs in panic to the door and screams again. Armin speeds towards a junction, blinking and wincing in pain. He lowers his hand and looks at the bloodstained cloth. Headlights flare in his driver's side window. A white cargo van smashes into the side of his car. Next day, Hope calls Jordan as she walks towards her studio. Jordan's in his car.
Can I call you right back?
Where have you been?
I'm just leaving a meeting.
Why haven't you answered my calls? I tried you all night.
Well, I didn't get any calls from you.
You need to come see me. Come to my office.
No, what about tomorrow night? Maybe like 6 o'clock at your house.
No, now. Now. Everything is fucked.
What do you mean everything's fucked?
I mean, I need to see you in person, okay? I mean, something bad happened to Angel.
Okay, what happened? What happened to Angel?
It's gotten way out of hand. Okay, so I need you to come see me in person. Hello? Jordan? Jordan!
Distracted, he swerves in the street and hangs up. Hope's mouth falls open as she sees cops standing outside Angel's studio. She turns away to gather herself, straightening her shoulders under her pink satin blouse. Smoothing her long blonde hair, she walks purposefully towards her studio. A cop looks up as she glances over. She lets out a deep breath as she reaches her door. In his car, Jordan looks nervous.
It's okay.
He reaches for his phone.
Hollywood Police Department.
Hi, hello. I would like to make an anonymous tip about a crime I believe has been committed.
Hope Goldman of Hope Goldman Skincare. She's been targeting and stalking her neighbor, Angel Vergara, and acting very erratically. I just think something bad might have happened, and I don't want to see anybody get hurt. Thank you.
At work, Hope fixatedly watches the cops through her window shears.
Hello, Hope Goldman Skincare. How can I help you?
The cops look over.
Hope? That was Anto. Armin was killed last night. He was in a car accident.
Cancel all my appointments. Yeah, I don't feel well. I gotta go home.
Okay.
Marin looks alarmed as an officer knocks at the door.
Just stay there.
Hope attempts a calm smile.
Are you Hope Goldman?
Did something happen?
We're letting the neighbors know there's an active investigation. Angel Vergara was attacked last night. At the moment, he's in the hospital in critical condition. We don't know at this time whether it was random or if he was a target.
She tries to maintain her composure.
I'm sorry. You must know him.
Yeah. Yes, he's a great guy. He's a great guy. Thank you.
We'll be in touch.
Okay.
She slowly closes the door.
Hope, what's going on? Hope.
As though in a daze, she sinks onto her window seat and hugs a cushion.
Jordan. This is all his fault.
It is.
Marin gapes in shock.
Nobody even knows where he lives. Maybe Colleen? Maybe we can find him.
Marin comes over.
Hope? I know where he lives.
Hope gapes at her assistant in astonishment.
All right.
Realization dawns on Hope's face.
I'm sorry. I'm fired.
Where does he live?
Later, Hope pulls up outside Jordan's motel-like apartment building. She removes her shades, grabs her purse, and gets out of the car. She peers up at the second-floor walkway and heads for the stairs. As she climbs, she rifles through her purse and pulls out her pepper spray. Clutching the pink plastic cylinder, which matches the shade of her blouse, she turns onto the walkway. With her expression set in a look of fierce determination, she strides towards Jordan's apartment. She slows as she reaches a window and peeps through the gauze screen. She comes to stand in front of the door to the apartment 18 and, finding it ajar, pushes it open. Jordan's packing. He turns in surprise.
Oh! Oh my God. Thank God you're here.
You fucked me!
What are you talking about? Hey!
Don't come closer! Stay right the fuck there.
Hope, I need to tell you something. I know things have gotten so crazy.
Shut the fuck up.
And okay, no, Hope, I'm in love with you.
Fuck you, Jordan!
No, that's why I've gotten involved in all of this, okay? And now Angel is fucking after me.
Angel's in the hospital. In critical condition.
What?
How fucking stupid are you getting caught on camera slashing my tires?
I don't know what you did, Hope. Get the fuck out.
She sprays him in the face and he throws her on the couch.
Fucking damn. Jesus.
What do you want from me? You want money I don't have?
You asked me to do this! You said that you needed my help! Did you conveniently forget about all that? Huh?
Fuck! How could I be so stupid?
Because you are a dumb, pathetic bitch who only cares about herself, constantly complaining about being...
She hits him with the baseball bat, sending him sprawling. She hits him square on the nose with the end of the bat, and he falls back, bloody and dazed.
Fuck.
He lifts a shaking hand to the bridge of his broken nose. Still clutching the baseball bat, Hope grabs her purse and leaves his apartment. Breathing heavily and with her hair and blouse a little disheveled, she walks back along the walkway. Her darting eyes slowly refocus, and she stares straight ahead. At home, sitting at her dressing table, which is lined with her wide range of chic skincare products, a single tear slides down her cheek, smudging the black mascara under one eye. Brushing powder over her flawless skin, she covers up the tear streak and its smudge. She carefully applies a lipstick to her pale pink lips. A searchlight brightens her poolside patio. As blue lights flash across her framed portrait photo, Hope pulls on a pink fur-collared jacket and walks out to the hallway, her kohl-rimmed eyes widening as her composure falters. She peers out at the helicopter searchlight. She notices the blood-stained baseball bat and quickly snatches it up.
I'm coming!
Squaring her shoulders defiantly, she raises the bat.
Coming in!
As the cops force the door, she drops the bat and puts her hands up. A cop spins her around and cuffs her. The blue and red flashing lights from the patrol cars outside are joined by the white glare of media lights. A dazed smile breaks across her face. The detective is waiting for her by a patrol car.
We spoke to your friend Jordan.
Run! I barely know that guy. I've spoken 15 words to him. You know, he's stalking me. He met me on a photo shoot 3 years ago, and he's been in love with me ever since. He's the one who slashed my tires, in case you haven't figured that out. And he's been to jail. I don't know what he's capable of, but he's done this kind of thing before. Also, can you please do me a favor? And you know, you left. Don't leave the door open. My products are in there, and they're worth everything to me, and they're super nice, you know? So can you just, like, make sure that they're locked up and safe?
Yeah, we'll get someone right on that.
And you know, if you want to take a moisturizer, you should. All of you, really. They're unisex, and they're amazing. You're gonna love them.
She smiles as she's put into the back seat of a patrol car. Outside his apartment building, Jordan's grabbed by the cops.
Jesus Christ, dude! Okay. Everything I did, she asked me to, okay? He asked me to slash your fucking tires. You got the wrong fucking dude, okay? She's crazy. Look what she did to my fucking face.
As sun shines down on Hope's front yard, the burly bearded guy and his tattooed friend walk up to her door.
So?
Hello? Hope Coleman?
They step into her living room.
No one's here.
They notice Hope's framed photograph.
Hey, isn't that the lady from the news?
Angel standing in his studio.
Hello, Shimmer.
His arms in a sling and his face is covered in cuts and bruises. He continues conversing in Spanish as he goes to his door. Paparazzi are outside.
Hey, Angel, hey. I'm sorry, wait,
fucking awesome.
He flips them the bird and signals his assistant.
Hey, get the fuck out of here.
Brett's with the makeup artist.
Thank you.
Ready.
Love your work.
Good luck.
Thank you. Watch me on the monitor. Make sure it don't shine, okay?
I'll look out.
He kisses her and swaggers into the TV studio. The creepy balding guy steps over to talk to him.
She deleted it. Thank you.
They shake hands.
Coming up, an exclusive on the story Brett and I can't stop talking about. Although the exact truth remains unclear, it's safe to say that the owner of the suddenly hottest line of Italian-made skincare products is facing some serious controversy.
Armin's assistant loads a van with Hope's products. Marin takes a call.
Hello?
I already told you that's the last we have of it.
No, I'm not trying to argue here, sir. I just want you to understand. The best I can do is put you on a wait list until next season.
That's right. They're calling her the killer facialist, and with good reason. And right here,
we have exclusive footage of esthetician Hope Goldman, who allegedly hired a hitman to take out her rival. And that exclusive footage in an interview taken by Kylie and me just weeks before the crimes that rocked the Hollywood community. Pretty dark stuff.
Yeah.
Skincare is not just about how you look. For me, it's about inner confidence. Putting the best version of yourself out into the world. I don't even think it's about the skin you start out with. I think it's about what are you willing to do to get to where you want to be. It's about taking control of your life.
Hope smiles directly into the camera as her recorded TV interview comes to an end. In white cursive letters against black, the title, Skincare. Audio description created by Iuno, written by Trish Hodson, narrated by Lane Kelly. Credits appear, directed by Austin Peters, written by Sam Frelick, Deering Reagan, and Austin Peters. Co-producers Sabrina Sapansi Ballard, Antonio Corey, Lila Saria, Connor Shallard, Tanner Moss. Co-executive producers Bob Engelman, Stephen Toll, and Randy Jones Toll. Executive producers Scott Schumann, Adam Kohler, Sam Frelick, Deering Reagan, Luca Montrandola, Richard Salvatore, Danielle Maloney, Andrea Iravolina, Monica Bacardi. Cinematography, Christopher Ripley. Music composed by Fatima Al-Qadiri. Editing by Laura Zimple. The cast, Hope Goldman, Elizabeth Banks, Jordan, Louis Pullman, Angel, Luis Gerardo Mendez, Marin, Michaela J. Rodriguez, Brett, Nathan Fillion, Armin, Eric Palladino, John, Jeff Billingsley, Detective Emerson, Jason Manuel Olazabal. Burley Mann, Jesse Saylor, makeup artist, Lucy Barrett, Jessica, Ella Balinska, Kylie, Julie Chang, Margaret, Medallion Rahimi, Colleen, Wendy Malik, Creepy Balding Guy, James Logan. Copyright 2024, Skincare the Movie, LLC, all rights reserved. Other credits continue on screen.